هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
There is no doubt that COVID-19 had an impact on many people's lives in Australia, impacting on mental health, businesses, economy, and so on. However, the pandemic had a greater impact on education, where many students had to learn remotely. The year 2020 has been a difficult year for Year 12 students, or the higher school certificate students in particular. Today, SBS Kurdish will be speaking to several Year 12 students about the challenges they faced during the pandemic. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, everyone. We'll begin our discussion with Haji Gundur from Wagga Wagga. Haji, how challenging has this year been for you when studying for the HSC?
Firstly, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about my HSC year 2020 and the challenge that I have faced. 2020 was the huge negative impact on my education and many other my friends as well. For example, my normal life has changed. Example, I was going to walking around lake doing exercise every 3-4 days in a week, 7 kilometers, and that has been stopped because of lockdown that town. And also I usually go to library after the school and due weekend as well, and also that one has been stopped, which make really difficult for me to focus on my education and doing exercise to be healthy student for year 12.
Haji, what are your plans for the future? What would you like to study?
3-4 months ago, we have done the application through UAC. We have chosen 5 different universities. One of them is Wagga Wagga University, and one of them is University of New South Wales and Canberra as well, for my waiting for my result. After a few hours, we will find the result, and hopefully I will be accepted for one of the universities, or if my ATAR was really low, there will be other option where I could study at TAFE or doing some other courses outside TAFE.
What would you like to study?
I really prefer to do the Bachelor of Nursing, or no, I could do the Diploma of Nursing at TAFE. I really got so much support from my teacher, especially Mrs. Lindsay Luke. She really need to get Australian year teacher or International Nobel Peace Prize, or Mrs. Kyra, Mrs. Cannon Smith, Mrs. Smith, all of them, Mrs. Jenny Stevens, all of them, geographic, chemistry, math.
So all of your teachers helped you a lot.
They are amazing. English, religious, principal. All of them, they are amazing. They are doing a really amazing job. And the other special part about my education, I got so much support from year 13 student. And working at home, it was pretty challenge because I was the only one who was focusing on my study without getting any help by teacher being helping me with me. But I really got so much support from this teachers.
Okay, Haji, thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you so much for the interview, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
Lava Hassan from Melbourne, how was this year for you considering the COVID-19 while you were studying your year 12?
Hi. So this year was very challenging, but thank God we finished it, and I think I did pretty well.
How challenging was it? Were you studying at home, online? How were you studying?
I was studying from home, online, and it was very hard, especially for year 12, because we had exams and tests and stuff, it was very hard, but teachers and staff helped us a lot, and we went through it, and we all did well.
Did it have any effect on your mental health?
Yes, it was pretty hard and stressful for us. More than, like, if it was at school, it would be much easier for year 12s. But when it was online, not always teachers were online, like when we needed help in the, like, after school and stuff. It was very hard and stressing.
So it was very challenging.
So much.
I'm not sure when the results come out in Victoria. I know in New South Wales they come out tonight. But when do the results come out in Victoria? And what are your plans for the future when you get your results?
I'm actually not pretty sure. It would be next week, I think. But I don't know the date exactly.
And what are you planning to study?
Psychology, inshallah.
Lava Hassan, thank you very much for joining us and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tara Aldarish, how was year 12 for you this year? How challenging was it?
Year 12 for me this year, it was filled with like a lot of expectations and fun, considering past years and what we've been told. But since 2020 had coronavirus, a lot of things were cancelled for us. A flakes carnival, cross country, swimming carnival, and that we had to learn through online classes. And that was very challenging for us. And learning through laptops every morning and trying to go by our school timetable at home, as well as like trying to catch up with friends and trying to ask questions through technology instead of face-to-face.
So how difficult was it being away from class and not being present in your class, like asking questions from your teacher face-to-face? How challenging was that?
It was very challenging, considering that if we had questions later on, we couldn't ask it. We had to wait the next day or the next couple of days, and we couldn't be face-to-face. So some people didn't learn as much as it wasn't face-to-face, because some people learn through online everything instead of just through phone or laptop or messages.
So it was very challenging and had an impact maybe on mental health as well?
Yeah, of course. A lot of people were feeling more lonely through coronavirus and like everyone being at home, mm-hmm. and as well as like them stressing more due to like learning academically through just technology instead of doing what they're used to, which is staying in class.
So Tara, I believe the results are due tomorrow or within hours for you. So what are you expecting from the results, and what are your future plans study-wise?
So for my results, I'm obviously expecting them to be lower than what I hoped for last year due to everything that happened. But I'm still hoping for pretty high ones because of the more things that our school gave us due to like the circumstances.
Yeah.
And next year I'm planning to do teaching in ACU.
All right, then. Thanks very much, Tara, and all the best.
All right, thank you.
Sabrine Hossein, how was the HSC year for you this year? Did it have a big impact on you?
Yeah, it was actually a really big year for me because it was like my HSC. As you know, HSC is really hard and it's also very stressing, but Corona didn't make it easy for me. Because with Corona, I couldn't access most of the schools that were supplies I was accessing, you know, as like homework club and stuff, so I couldn't access that and really affected my studies.
So how challenging was it studying, say, online?
Yeah, it was actually very challenging because HSC is very hard and I had to do like most of the study on my own and with technology. I also had a laptop at home, but it wasn't really very easy, especially at the beginning. But then after that, I got used to it. So, yes.
But you haven't been in Australia for long, have you, Sabrine?
Yes, only been 3 years.
Okay, so it was extra hard for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially with the language, as you know, learning English is very hard, and online has made it very harder.
Sabrine, I believe the results are coming out soon, within hours. What are you expecting from the results, and what are you planning to study?
I have really high hope because I study really hard for my HSC, and hopefully I get like high marks. If I get the data that I need, I would hopefully study nutrition and dietetics.
And did the pandemic have an impact on you mentally?
With the pandemic, me staying at home, not seeing my friends and not engaging with them, it really definitely had an impact on me. So, yes.
لايك بكا بارا بكا تابني اخو بنفسنا SBS كردي لسر فيسبوك بشوبنا